debt funds. Debt fund word, many times it is used. So debt fund means an alternative investment funds which invests primarily in the debt or debt securities of the listed or unlisted investee companies according to the stated objective of the fund is called as debt funds. It is not an equity. It is as good as a loan or debt instrument it is called. Equity linked instruments. What is meant by equity linked instruments? Equity linked instruments means it includes the instruments convertible into the shares at future date or shares, warrants, preference shares, debentures which are compulsorily or optionally convertible into equity. So these instruments when issued against the investment received by the investment company are called as equity linked instruments. So instead of directly investing into the equity, investor may invest in compulsorily convertible debentures or warrants, or that there may be convertible preference shares. So word when convert comes, that means it is a linked to the equity or shares. The time comes when these instruments are automatically or by compulsorily as on particular date are getting converted into equity and it loses its original form. So such kind of instruments are called as the equity linked instruments. Now hedge funds. What is this hedge fund means? Hedge fund means an alternative investment funds which employ diverse or complex trading strategies. Diverse or complex trading strategies and invest and trades in the securities having the diverse risk or complex products including listed and unlisted derivative products. Including listed or unlisted derivative products which are having the complex nature of performing. They are called as hedge funds. Now, infrastructure funds. Infrastructure funds means an alternative investment funds which invest primarily in unlisted securities or partnership interest or listed debt or securitized debt instruments of investee companies or special purpose vehicle which is engaged or in a form for the purpose of operating, developing and holding the infrastructure projects are called as infrastructure funds. That means the developmental activities undertaken by the funds at national level. Those funds which are set up for the purpose of development are called infrastructure development funds. Now, investee company. Investee company, who invests is an investor. Where he invests is investee. So investee company means the company in which the investor invests. That is called investee company. So investee company means the company, a special purpose vehicle or limited liability partnership or body corporates in which an alternative investment funds makes an investment is called as investee company. Then investible funds. Investible funds. Investible funds means the corpus of the alternative investment fund net of estimated expenditure for administration and management of the funds. So, investable funds are out of the total funds, the funds which are required for the future expenditure can be removed out or moved out, and whatever balance will be left out, those funds are called as investable funds. Then manager. Who is manager? How it is defined, the manager? Manager is a person or an entity who is appointed by the alternative investment funds to manage its investment by whatever name it is called, and may also be the same as a sponsor of the funds, he is called as a manager. So, as the word indicates, he has to manage the day-to-day activity of the funds. That is, he is called as a manager. Then, private equity funds, PE funds, private equity funds. What is meant by PE funds? Private equity fund means an alternative investment fund which invest primarily in equity or equity linked instruments or partnership interest of the investee company according to the stated objective of the funds. So that means the private equity means it is an investment only in shares or equity or the other instrument which are linked to the shares, that may be the equity which at the latter date may be converted into equity. That means preferential convertible shares or compulsorily convertible debentures or optionally convertible debentures. So, these kind of the debentures, this optionally or compulsorily, whenever it is getting converted, that means they lose their identity of the debentures or date, and they will be converted into equity or they will be converted into shares. So, that means this private equity means those equity which instruments which are either shares or the instruments which are equity linked instruments. These are called private equity funds. Now SME. SME means small and medium enterprises and shall have the same meaning as assigned to it under the micro, small and medium enterprises development act 2006 as amended from time to time. This is SME. Then what is SME fund? SME fund means an alternative investment funds which invests primarily into the unlisted securities of the investee companies which are SME or the securities of those SMEs which are listed or proposed to be listed on the stock exchange or SME exchange, which are listed are proposed to be listed on SME exchange or SME segment of an exchange. So equity, once the investment is received, instrument is issued by the investee SME, it may be listed on the stock exchange or it may not be listed on the stock exchange. Sorry, not stock exchange, it is SME exchange I mean to say. So, now coming to the social ventures. What is social ventures? Social venture means a trust, society or a company or a venture capital undertaking and the limited liability partnership firm which is formed for the purpose of promoting the social welfare or solving the social problems or providing the social benefits are called as the social ventures. And if they are to classify further, they are the public charitable trust registered with the charity commissioners. society is registered for the charitable purpose or for the promotion of the science, literature and fine arts. And then company which is registered under Section 25 Companies Act 1956 or 2013. Microfinance institutions, these are also covered under the social ventures. Now, social venture fund. What is mean by social venture fund? Social venture fund means the alternative investment funds which invest primarily into the securities of the units of the social ventures and which satisfies the social performance, the norms which are laid down by the fund and whose investors may agree to receive the restricted or muted returns. Now, the sponsor. Who is a sponsor? This word is used very frequently, sponsor. So, who is a sponsor? Sponsor means any person or a persons who set up an alternative investment fund and includes the promoter in case of the company and the designated partner in case of limited liability partnership firm is called as a sponsor. Now the trust. What is trust? Trust means a trust established under the Indian Trust Act 1882 or under an act of parliament or the state legislation is called the trust. Then unit. What is mean by unit? Unit means the beneficial interest of the investors in the alternative investment fund or the scheme of the alternative investment fund and shall include the shares or particular interest is called as the unit. So, unit may be number of units or it may be single unit also. Now, venture capital funds. Here under this regulation, venture capital also defined. So, what is venture capital fund means as defined in 2012 SEBI regulation of AIF? It is nothing but it means an alternative investment funds which invest primarily into the unlisted security, primarily into the unlisted securities of the startup companies, startup new companies. Emerging or early stage venture capital undertaking mainly involved in a new product, new services, technology or intellectual property act which is based on activities of the new business model is called a venture capital fund. Hope it is clear now as per the SEBI regulation what the definition of venture capital fund means. Now venture capital undertaking. What is venture capital undertaking? One is VCF and VCU. We were talking about this in earlier chapter, VCF and VCU. These terms are always used. So, VCF means venture capital funds, which I have explained just now. And venture capital units means what? The venture capital undertaking means the domestic company. Venture capital units is nothing but domestic company or undertaking which is not listed on the regulatory, which is not listed on the recognized stock exchange in India at the time of making the investment and which is engaged in the business of providing the services of the production, manufacturing or article or things which does not include the following activities, that is non-banking financial companies, that is NBFCs, gold financing, then activities not permitted under the industrial policy and the government of India, and any other activity which may be specified by the board in consultation with the government of India from time to time. So, these are activities are not permitted to conduct by the venture capital undertaking so as to get the benefit of investment from the venture capital fund. In short, venture capital fund cannot invest in NBFC, gold financing, activities which are not permitted under Indian industrial policy of the government, and any other activities which may be specified board in consultation with the government of India. Registration of alternative investment funds, that we are going to discuss now. But so far, we have discussed certain words which has got a definite meaning in the regulation, and whenever the words are used, it is understood that yes, these words are completely and befitting into those regulations, and at the time of your discussion with your other colleagues or so friends also, you should use these kind of words rather than explaining the words but not exactly spelling out the word. That means, in short, you should not beat around the bush. You should always hit the nail to the target correctly using the word, by correctly using the word. Now, we'll move to another important aspect, that is registration of venture capital funds. And registration of venture capital funds, it is not only venture capital funds, but all those funds which are qualifying to be an alternative investment funds. What is the process which is defined in 2002 regulations of alternative investment funds? The process of registration will be like this. Existing funds which are falling within the definition of alternative investment fund, which is not registered with a board. Board means, again, here the word is used as a board. Board means not company's board. It is board means SEBI. So, the funds which are not registered with the board may continue to operate for a period of 6 months from the commencement of these regulations, or if it is has made an application for the registration within the said period of the 6 months till the disposal of such application. Board may, in a special case, extend the said period up to a maximum of 12 months from the date of such commencement. Existing schemes will be allowed to complete their agreed tenure, and such funds shall not raise any fresh money other than the commitment which already made till the registration is granted. If such existing funds are not able to comply with the conditions which are specified under these regulations, they may apply for the exemptions to the board from the strict compliance with these regulations, and the board, upon examination of the proposal or application, may provide such an exemption or issue an instruction as may be deemed fit. The funds registered as a venture capital fund under the Securities and Exchange Board of India Venture Capital Funds Regulation 1996 shall continue to be regulated by the said regulations till the existing funds or the scheme managed by the funds is wound up, and the such a fund shall not launch any new scheme after notification of these regulations, provided that the existing funds or the scheme shall not increase the targeted corpus of the funds or schemes after the notification of these regulations, and provided the further that venture capital funds may seek the re-registration under these regulations and subject to approval by 2/3, that is 66.67% of the investors' consent amount wise. Any entity who fails to make an application to grant a certificate within the period which is specified therein shall cease to carry out the business or any activity as alternative investment funds. They are not permitted to do so if they fail to get registered themselves with the board, that is SEBI. Alternative investment funds shall seek the registration in one of the categories which are mentioned here under, and in case of the category 1 alternative investment funds, in one of the subcategories thereof. That means registration, when you apply for the registration, you have to be sure that under which category you are following. There are three categories, category 1, 2 and 3. Depending upon your activities, you have to yourself categorized and apply according to the board. Category 1 alternative investment funds which invest in the startup or early stage ventures or social ventures or SME or infrastructure or any other sector or areas which the government or regulator considers as a socially or economically desirable, and shall include the venture capitals funds, SME fund, social venture funds, infrastructure funds and such other alternative investment funds as may be prescribed. So your activities are lying in this or following under this, you can consider yourself as a category 1 AIF fund. If your category, if your functioning or your activities are not confined to any of these, then look at the category 2. Category 2 states that the fund which does not fall in category 1 and category 3 and which does not undertake any leverage or borrowing other than to meet the day-to-day operational requirements and as permitted under these regulations, then you can be considered yourself as category 2 AIF investment fund. And category 3 alternative investment funds is nothing but which is employee diverse or the complex trading strategy and may employ the leverage including through the investment in the listed or unlisted derivatives. So most of the funds are following in category 1 rather than in category 2 or category 3, except certain funds which has got the employee diverse or the complex trading strategies of the derivatives. An application for grant of the certificate shall be made for any of the categories and shall be accompanied by the non-refundable application fee. The board shall consider the requirement as specified in these regulations for the purpose of considering the grant of registration. The certificate of registration shall be valid till the alternative investment fund is wound up. So there is an indefinite expiry date. There is no closure date or expiry date for the certificate so issued by the Securities and Exchange Board of India. The board may, in the interest of the investor, issue a directions regarding the transfer, record, document, securities and disposal of investment relating to the activities of alternative investment funds. In addition to that, the board may, in order to protect the interest of the investor, appoint any person who can take charge of the records, documents, securities and for this purpose, and also determine the terms and conditions for such an appointment and also the activities for which he is appointed for the disposal. Now, what is the eligibility criteria at the time of your application to SEBI to consider them as alternative investment fund 1 or 2 or 3? What is the eligibility criteria? So eligibility criteria is explained here. Eligibility criteria consists of the Memorandum of Association. This is an important document, MOA. memorandum of association in case of the company, or trust deed in case of the trust, or partnership deed in case of limited liability partnership permits, are the basic important document which covers what are the activities that your company is, or trust is, or the partnership firm is undertaking. All those activities must be mentioned in that in this document. The applicant is prohibited by its memorandum of articles of association or trust deed or partnership deed from making the invitation to the public to subscribe to its securities. And in case the applicant is a trust, the instrument or the trust is in the form of the deed and has been duly registered under the provision of Registration Act 1908. In case of applicant is a limited liability partnership firm, then the partnership is duly incorporated and the partnership deed has been duly filled in with the register under the provision of Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008. In case the applicant is a body corporate, it has to set up and established under the state or central government legislature, and it is permitted to carry out the activities which are named as the alternative investment funds activities. The applicant sponsor and the manager are a fit and a proper person. It's very carefully mentioned here. The applicant, manager, and applicant and manager and sponsor, they should be fit and proper person. Now, what is meaning by fit and proper person? The key investment team of the manager of the alternative investment funds has an adequate experience, with at least one key personnel having not less than 5 years of experience in advising or managing the pool of capital funds or assets or wealth or portfolio management or in the business of buying, selling and dealing of the securities or other financial assets, and has a relevant professional qualification. So these are the qualifications for the person who is acting as either applicant, sponsor, or maybe a manager of the funds. Another qualifying requirement is the manager or sponsor has a necessary infrastructure and the manpower to effectively discharge its activities. Manpower should be available. The applicant has clearly described at the time of registration that the investment objective is the targeted investors, proposed corpus, investment style, strategy, and proposed tenure of the fund or its scheme has to be elaborated carefully in the application itself. Whether the applicant or any entity is established by the sponsor or manager, it has an earlier been refused registration by the board, that should be mentioned clearly in the application.